Okay, we are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the two dots. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Redifa Amar Rav Huna. Ner shesh lo shnei piyos. You have a candle. So ner always means like the bowl that holds the wick and the oil. That's a ner. Ner shesh lo shnei piyos has two places to put the wick. Oilo shnei ve'adam. Two people could use it. For Ner Chanukah. Each one can mekayim Ner Chanukah on one side. Amar Rava, Mila Ka'ara Shemen, Vakifa Psilos. If you filled up a bowl with oil and you surrounded it with wicks, Kafa Lehakli, if you put a kli on top of it, Oila Kamri Adam, a lot of different people can use it because that holds each wick in its place and it's nicker that each wick belongs to a different person. But Lekafa Lehakli, if you didn't cover it with a kli, it looks like a torch. It looks like a bunch of wicks together, since they move together. But feel echanami in Eila. It doesn't work for anyone. The Ner Chanukah won't work for anyone. So Pshita li. If someone doesn't have any money and he only has money for one candle, what's better? So he says that's pashut. Ner beiser Ner Chanukah. Ner beiser means Shabbos licht or Ner Chanukah. Ner beiser odif. It's better to use Shabbos licht. Better than Ner Chanukah. Why? Because of Shalom Bayis. Because of Shalom Bayis. And Rashi learns Shalom Bayis means that people don't like eating the Shabbos food in the dark. And therefore it's not Shalom Bayis. Ner Bayis of Kiddush HaYayim. He has enough money for Kiddush, for wine, or for candles. Ner Bayis Adif. It's better to light the candles, Mishum Shalom Bayis, Kol Shalom Bayis. And the Rishonim speak out, even though the mitzvah of Kiddush is deraisa, and that should be first. Teretz is you yotze mitzvah Kiddush on the challah. You don't have enough. Wine is only derabbanan. Kiddush is deraisa, you're right, but Kiddush on the wine is only midrabbanan. So therefore, Shalom Bayis goes before Ner Chanukah, and Shalom Bayis goes before wine for Kiddush. So Bayi Rava, but Rava has a shayla Ner Chanukah veKiddush hayoyim mahu. We know that Shalom Bayis goes first. What about Ner Chanukah or wine for Kiddush? Which one is first? Now, do you say Kiddush Hayoyim Adif to Tadir because it's Tadir, it's every week? Or Dilma Ner Chanukah Adif Mishum Besume Nisa? Or maybe Ner Chanukah is better because Besume Nisa. It's better because Besume Nisa. So the Gemara, Bas the Bayi, Hada Pashta, Ner Chanukah Adif Mishum Besume Nisa. Ner Chanukah is first because Besume Nisa. So in the order, the way it goes is, first is Shabbos candles because Shalom Bayis. Then goes Ner Chanukah, and then goes Kiddush, wine for Kiddush. So, I'm Rav Huna, Haragul v'Ner, someone who was makbid in Neiros, either Ner Shabbat or Ner Chanukah, Havile Bonim Tamidicham, he is Zaycha, and he'll have children who are Tamidicham. Hazar b'Mezuzah, someone is very makbid in the halakas of Mezuzah, Zaycha l'dir no, he's Zaycha to have a very nice house. Hazar b'Titzah, Zaycha talos no, he's Zaycha to have nice clothing. Hazar v'kiddush hayoyim, someone who's zohir in kiddush, zoyche umale gar v'yayin. He's zoyche and he fills up barrels of wine. Now we'll give a show a story about people who are makbid on candles. Rav Huna av a rogel dav a cholav a tani a pischa de Rav Oven Nagara. Rav Huna used to walk by a lot of times. We'll go back and forth a lot of times. He used to walk by yesterday on the way to yeshiva. He used to always pass by the house or oven the Nagara. Nagara means like a carpenter. He saw he was very makbid on Neiros Shabbos and Neiros Chanukah, like the Mashal speaks out. He was makbid on both, Neiros Shabbos and Chanukah, very makbid on it. Omar, two Tamidichom will come out of our oven. That's what Rav Huna used to say. And the Kachava, Nafki Minayu, Rav Idi Ba'oven, Rav Chiyah Ba'oven. Two of the great Amarayim, Rav Idi Ba'oven, Rav Chiyah Ba'oven, came out of our oven because he was makbid on near a Shabbos, near a Chanukah. Another similar story. Rav Chis Dav Rogel Dav Achol V'Tan Epischa De Beinosho De Rav Shizbi. Rav Chis used to walk by the Beinosho of Rav Shizbi. What does Beinosho mean? Rashi has two pshatim. Either means his father's house or his shver's house. And Tosfos handles that maybe it means that it was his parents' house, but his father wasn't alive, therefore we call it Beinosho. But in any case, he passed by either his father or his shver's house, and Chazav Rogel B'Shragetuvi, so he was very makbid on candles. And Mashal speaks out that he was only makbid on one of them, let's say only on Chanukah, or only on Shabbos, not on both. Omar, Rochista said, Gav Rav Nof B'Hakha, there'll be a Tamil Chacham, one Tamil Chacham coming out of here. And who was it? Rav Shizbi. Rav Shizbi Taka came out of this either from the Shver, and we say Chosnoi Kabunoi, or from his father. Shabbos candles. The Vesud Rav Yosef, the wife of Rav Yosef used to sometimes light candles a little late, right before Shkia. Amalar Rav Yosef, Tanya learned in a brisa regarding the cloud that went in front of the Eden, or the fire went in front of Eden, and says in the pasuk, that with Malamei, Amud Onan Mashlo Amud Eish, the Amud Onan waited till the Amud Eish came and then it left. The Amud Eish Mashlo Amud Onan, and the Eish waited till the Onan came and then it left. So they overlapped each other a little bit. So it means they did a little extra. So here also, you should do a little extra and light a little bit before Shabbos. So Sovra like Duma. So she maybe she saw it, she'll do it very early, you know, right after lunch, she'll light Neir's ready. Amalahu Saba, a certain old person told her, some say it's a Yonavi, the Tanina went to Ebraisa, Uvach la Yakdim Shayache. You shouldn't do too early or too late. It's not good either way, because too early is not good, because it's not Nikki doing the covered Shabbos. And therefore, in Shulchan Aruch Paskin, Pashtus, that it means after Plag HaMincha is. Before Plag HaMincha, you're not allowed to light Neiris. After Plag HaMincha is the earliest you could light Neiris. Omar Rava, the Rochim Rabbanon, Hali Bin Rabbanon. Someone who loves to meet the Chamon, we Zeicha, and have children to meet the Chamon. The Maiker Rabbanon, someone who respects. Gives kavod to Tamidei Chacham, Havli Chasvanos Rabbanon, he'll have son-in-laws who are Tamidei Chacham. The Dochum Rabbanon, if he's scared of the Gedolim of Tamidei Chacham, Hu Guf Avetzur Rabbanon, he himself will be a Tamid Chacham. V'la Bar Hachihu, if he doesn't learn, he's not a type to learn, then it doesn't help to be scared, it won't make him a Tamid Chacham. But at least V'shtam Milei Kitzur Rabbanon, the people will listen to him just like a Tzur Rabbanon. He'll be like a Chashva Askin and people will listen to him. So to Gemara Vaita. We'll go back now to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says you cannot use Shemen Sreifa for Neiris Shabbos. What is Shemen Sreifa? So to Gemara, my Shemen Sreifa. Omer Rabba, Shemen Shel Truma Shenitma'ah. It's Shemen of Truma Temeya. And the halacha is Truma Temeya you have to burn, you can't eat it. And the halacha is, rather, you could have enough from it, from burning it, but you're not allowed to eat it. Since you have to burn it. Now, why do you have to burn Truma Temeya? The reason is because you don't want to leave it around. You might come to eat it. Therefore, the mitzvah is to burn it right away, and you might have enough of it. Now, why can't you use it for Neiris Shabbos? It's gevaldik. You know, you'll have a mitzvah to burn the Truma, and it's a mitzvah Shabbos. Isn't it gevaldik? Well, Shabbos my time aloy. Zog to Gemara, no, I can't. Mitzvah love levaris. This is a mitzvah to burn it. So he's going to get so excited about it, and if it's not lighting well, he's going to be mata, kzeres shemayata. He's going to try to do it even better to make the mitzvah gevaldik, and the mitzvah burning truma, and therefore worry he's going to touch it on Shabbos. Omli Abaya, if that's the whole problem, because of shemayata, so it says in the next Mishnah that on Yom Tif, you can't use Shemen Sreifa. It's the only thing you can't use on Yom Tif is Shemen Sreifa. That's the only thing. All other Shemanim you can use on Yom Tif, because you're not worried about shemayata, because shemayata is not a problem on Yom Tif, because it's Tzarech Echol Nefesh. So, but it says Shemen Sreifa you can't use. But if the whole problem is Shemen Sreifa, Shemen Yata, only Abaya on Yata, Yom Tov Listeri, should be Mutter on Yom Tov. Why are we learning the next Mishnah? Chavdal on Bay is the next Mishnah. Aim at Likum Shemen Sreifa Yom Tov. You can't light for Shemen Sreifa on Yom Tov. So, at the Gemara, Gzeira Yom Tov Otto Shabbos. There is a Gzeira Yom Tov Shabbos. That really, you're right. On Yom Tov, it should be Mutter. But it's a Gzeira Otto Shabbos. And Taisha speaks out, if it's Gzer Yom Tov Ato Shabbos, so all the Shmonim, all the oils should be Aser on Yom Tov also then, not while on Shemen Sreifa. Taisha answers, because all other things, you realize that there's something wrong with it on Shabbos, because it doesn't light well. So you know Shemen Yat on Shabbos, you know Shemen Yat on Yom Tov. But here, Shemen Sreifa burns beautiful. So if you allow it on Yom Tov, you say, why shouldn't you allow it on Shabbos? It's the same, it lights beautiful. So therefore, in order that you shouldn't do it on Shabbos, because there's a new gzer of Shemayata, because of the mitzvah, we said on Yom Tov you can't do it either. It's not like Kasha Tosis asked that L'chor it's a gzer l'gzer. The whole Issa on Shabbos Shemayata. And now we're making Yom Tov Ato Shabbos, gzer l'gzer. Tosis answers on that, because Yom Tov and Shabbos are the same thing. It's not called gzer l'gzer. The ki adodi ninu. Tosis them. Territory the hachol l'chosh gzer l'gzer. The Yom Tov and Shabbos ki adodi ninu. So that's one pshat, one mahalach in our Mishnah, that ein madlikim and shemen sreifa is because of shemayata, and yontiv zot shabbos. Rav Chisda has a different teretz. Rav Chisda doesn't like it's a daichi, a teretz different teretz. Rav Chisda omar shemayata lechashinim, nochsha shemayata. Ella, why can't you light it on? Why can't you light it for Shabbos? El hakam yon shechali is bar of Shabbos kinon. Our Mishnah, the first Mishnah that says you're not allowed to light it for Shabbos candles, means if yontiv is erev Shabbos, and on yontiv you're not allowed to burn kachim. If you ain't serving kachim yontiv, the halach is you're not allowed to burn kachim on yontiv. That's the we'll learn later on from a pasuk in the Torah on the chavdal on base. You're not allowed to burn kachim yontiv. So you can't burn kachim yontiv. Therefore, you can't use Shem and Sreifa, and the case of our Mishnah is it was Yontif on Erev Shabbos. If anything, we're going to say for next Mishnah, says Ein Madlikim Shem and Sreifa Yontif, they can't use Chuma Temeya on Yontif. It's mashma that the first Mishnah is not talking about Yontif. Chal Reish Lav Yontif, not talking about Yontif. Omrachim Masura Matam Komar. It's Matam, and we're going to read the Girsa of the Maram. Matam Ein Madlikim Shem and Sreifa on Shabbos. Why not? Because you're not allowed to be madlikin, you're serving kachim yomtiv. Because you're not allowed to be yomtiv. Next, which says, "Ein madlikin b'shem and sreifa yomtiv." The reason why you can't be madlikin b'shem and sreifa on Shabbos, you know, it means erev Shabbos, is because "Ein madlikin b'shem and sreifa yomtiv." That's Rav Chisda's pshat. And the Gemara ends off with the chavdal amalav with a raya to Rav Chisda. Tanya kvas to Rav Chisda. Kol elish omer ein madlikin b'hem Shabbos. All the things in Allah use of Shabbos, you're allowed to use in Yontif. Chutz Meshem and Sreifa. Why not? Because you can't be burned Kachem Yontif. So it must be that we're talking about Erev Shabbos that landed on Yontif, and therefore you can't light an Erev Yontif that landed on Shabbos because you're not allowed to madlik Truma, you're not allowed to burn Truma on Yontif. Now, it's mashma over here, and you can't do it for every Shabbos. You can't do it for every Shabbos. So, Taisus really bavarns that, and you have to say, make a daicho here. It's talking about Erev Yontif that landed up on Erev Shabbos.